From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Alexander Gonzalez. Every time you open the Waze app on your smartphone to navigate around traffic on your commute, there's a map editor behind your route. Map editors from all over the country are in Miami this weekend for the company's annual meetup to brainstorm new app features and with passionate volunteers. Danny Simons is head of public partnerships for Waze. She says the company is pushing for people to use the app's carpooling program.
Waze has always been about helping people be smarter about getting around traffic, but at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do to help people get around traffic. We are the traffic, and we have to make less of it.
Abigail Saunders is one of the app's most trusted editors for the Southeast U.S. She's a volunteer and edits maps all over Florida.
That is one thing that we're always striving to do, is to make sure that we're on top of everything. I mean, the construction here is like nonstop. We're permanently doing what we call boots on the ground, or BOTG, which is where one of us actually will go out and drive it.
More than 1 million drivers use Waze to get around in Fort Lauderdale and Miami every month. The conference meets through the weekend. And traffic will be shut down in some parts of Miami this Sunday for the Miami Marathon. Several roads are expected to be closed in downtown Miami, Miami Beach, Coconut Grove, and the Rickenbacker Causeway into Key Biscayne. Traffic will be affected as early as 5 a.m. until well into the afternoon. This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.